In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. We will be saying that very soon in the Matin service, in the Evlegataria for the Resurrection. And those Evlegataria, when they repeat this verse, are saying the 12th verse of Psalm 118. It's very important. Now remember that you interpret the Old Testament in light of the New. So let's interpret this verse a little bit in light of the New. The church thinks it's pretty important to sing, attached to the hymns about the resurrection, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." Why would that be? Well, because of the resurrection, we can know the Lord's statutes. Without the resurrection, there's no change in human nature, and that change is necessary for us to be able to understand God, to become like Him. So without the resurrection, there is no learning of the statutes. But also, we've talked about what the statutes are. The statutes are the ways of God, who He is. They're not just commands that have been written down in stone or a bunch of commands that perhaps we don't even know them all, and there's only a few arbiters of these commands that actually understand what they are. No, the Lord's statutes are not a bunch of random commands. The Lord's statutes are who He is. So when we beg the Lord to teach me thy statutes, we are asking Him to reveal Himself to us. And how can He be revealed to us? How will He reveal Himself to us unless we have the capability of understanding Him? And that comes from the resurrection. So, if we are begging the Lord to teach us His statutes, we must be living in the light of the resurrection. I don't believe that we know how to do that. We do partially. But the reason for sin is because we do not respect the resurrection. Or we don't believe in it fully. Or we don't live in it fully. And to not live in it fully is to absolutely not be able to understand it or even believe in it fully. So, when we say this verse, at least when I do, remember this series of 172 homilies, if I live that long, is personal to a great degree. When I read this psalm, and I read it daily, and you should read it daily too, or at least parts of it, as much as you can, there's a lot of personal feelings that come up when I read these things over and over again. And that is what I'm trying to communicate to you, because maybe one or two things might make a difference to somebody. So when we're begging the Lord to teach us His statutes, we are begging Him to reveal Himself to us. But we are also making a promise. In fact, in this psalm, we've already made promises. And I said last week that perhaps you could reverse 11 and 12. Verse 11 is, "In my heart have I hid thy sayings, that I might sin against thee." Well, what are the sayings? The sayings, of course, are His statutes. So He has to teach us His statutes for us to have them to hide in our heart. Right? And the same thing in verse 10. "With my whole heart have I sought after thee. Cast me not away from thy commandments." We must have this heart to seek after God, or else He will not teach us His statutes. So, I think really the order probably is the way it should be. At first one thinks, if we don't have statutes taught to us, we can't hide them in our heart. But the Lord wants us to tell Him, that we will hide them in our heart and that we will seek after Him with all our heart. You know, grace doesn't just happen. Oh, there is all different manifestations of God's grace. That is when God visits a man, when He is present in our life. But the really illuminating grace does not happen except when we attract it. And that's absolutely true. If you read the ascetical fathers, that's very, very true. We must attract that grace that really illuminates the soul. And how do we do it? By showing him by our life and our words, but especially with our life, that we want to hide his sayings in our hearts, that we want to seek after him with all of our heart. And then his grace is attracted to us. That means his presence, and he is illuminates us with himself. That should be our goal every day. It's pretty simple. Every day, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to learn the Lord's statutes. That's what you're supposed to do. I really think, especially in Western society, we are handicapped by the idea that statutes are some sort of rules. I want to disabuse you of that notion. Statutes are who God is. Now, of course, there are rules to be able to know who God is. You got to live like God is if you're going to become, if you're going to know him. But they are not just rules that are thrown down from heaven. They are who God is. And so we're begging him to reveal himself to us, but our heart must be prepared in order to be revealed to him, to us. So when I'm reading this psalm, I'm thinking, I'm asking the Lord to reveal his statutes to me. And yet, I do not show him that that's the only thing I care about in life. I show by my actions, by my words, by my feelings, by my thoughts, that there are other things that are more important to him. Sort of, shall we say, other mistresses, since adultery is used as this idea of heresy or alienation from God, going away from God. Other mistresses whom I fancy, my ego, my laziness, other sins. So when I say this verse, just like every other one, I can't say that it pops in my head literally like a thought, but sort of the feeling of Psalm 115 where it says, I said all men are liars. We say this and yet we're liars. We say, teach me thy statutes. We say we will that we want to hide his sayings in our heart. And yet by our actions we're showing that we don't. But God is merciful. And it is stepwise. Things get a little bit better. God takes that small, feeble effort on our part and he magnifies it, so that we would be consumed with him. This is a psalm about being consumed with the love of God, and that the love of God is the only thing that is important in life. Nothing else matters. That is true Christianity. That's just not the Christianity that the monks have. True Christianity is to think that there is only one thing that matters. To be with God. And there is a path to get to God. First of all, of course, only by his grace and by his mercy, but also by our reacting to his grace and mercy, and by our getting rid of things that are not in accordance with who he is. So let's work on treasuring him. Let's work on cultivating our feelings such that they are one feeling. All that is important is God. That's what this psalm is all about. It's the only thing else, that's the only thing that matters, is God. So when you say this psalm, and I hope that you're starting to say it, this is my goal after, what, probably 3 years, that there will be, the majority of my parish will be saying this psalm daily. What will happen if we do that? I think it will be miraculous. The grace of God that will be in each one of us, and of course then will be spread to the world. So that's my goal in 3 years, if we make it there. Probably it'll be 4 years before all 176 verses are covered. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. May God grant us to have the desire to make this statement absolutely true in our hearts. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.